Chapter 9. Zheng He. 1371 to 1433. Kunyang, China. In the 14th century, in China, there lived a little boy called Ma He. Ma He loved adventures. He lived in the city of Yunnan, and he was from a family of Mongol leaders. His family were travellers too. In the past, they crossed seas and visited many lands. They even travelled thousands of miles to Mecca in Saudi Arabia for the Islamic Hajj. One evening, 10-year-old Ma He's life changed. The Ming army attacked Yunnan. There was shouting in the streets, and many people died. Soldiers came into his home. They killed Ma He's father and took Ma He away from his family to the city of Beiping. In Beiping, Ma He began a new life. He had to work for Zhe Di, the emperor's son. Ma He was lucky. He and Zhe Di became very good friends, and they were always together. Ma He grew older and became strong and tall and a skilled soldier. One day, the old emperor died. There was war, and Zhe Di had to fight to become emperor. Ma He fought next to his friend. He was a great soldier and easily won against his enemies. He became very important in Zhe Di's army. After a lot of fighting, Zhe Di became emperor. The emperor gave Ma He a new name, Zheng He, to say thank you to his new friend, and a new job. Travel around the world and tell everyone that Zhe Di is now emperor, he told him. Zhe Di built 300 ships for Zheng He to lead. Each ship was about 120 meters long and 50 meters wide and carried 1,000 men. The ships carried enough food for many years at sea. Vegetables and fruit could grow on some of the ships. They also carried horses for soldiers. In the autumn of 1405, Zheng He's ships began their first journey. For almost 30 years, they travelled 30,000 miles and visited the most famous places in the world. Zheng He began to trade with 25 different countries. People around the world now knew that China was an important country. Zheng He brought back many letters and presents for Zhe Di too. He found the most amazing present at the home of an emperor of Bengal. It was a giraffe. No one in China knew about giraffes at that time. What a strange and wonderful animal, thought Zheng He. I must take it home for Zhe Di. A giraffe. One day, Zheng He was travelling back across the Indian Ocean from Malindi, near Kenya. It was his last journey. He became sick, and he died at sea at the age of 61. A new emperor now ruled China. He decided that long journeys by ship were too expensive. He stopped China's great adventures by sea, and everyone forgot about them. For hundreds of years after Zheng He died, no one remembered that he was one of the world's greatest travellers. Interesting fact. In the early 1900s, some people in China and Sri Lanka found some stones with writing on them. The writing was about Zheng He's adventures. Now we know that he was very important in China's history.